Okay, so get this. What if I told you that learning, like a language straight out of a fantasy novel, could somehow make you a better programmer?
Now that's a hook. I'm intrigued. How does that even work?
Well, that's what today's deep dive is all about.
Okay, color me curious.
All right, so we're looking at this research paper today, and the title is Kind of a Mouthful.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Tapping into the natural language system with artificial languages when learning programming. So buckle up. We're going deep.
All right. Sounds like a wild ride.
Yeah, and you know, I love this kind of stuff. So the big question here, does learning a made-up language actually help you with coding?
You sent this one over, and honestly, I'm a little skeptical, but definitely open to having my mind
Yeah,
blown.
that's the million-dollar question, right? So
Exactly.
let's see what these researchers were trying to figure
All
out.
right, let's dive in.
Basically, they wanted to know if teaching someone this completely like artificial language before they even, look at a line of code could give them a head start in understanding these core programming concepts.
Interesting. So, are we talking like learning Klingon will make you a JavaScript master?
Well, not quite Klingon, but yeah, I kind of.
That's
They
wild.
suspect that the way our brains are wired for language, just, the English we're using right now, might have these like surprising overlaps with how we process programming languages too.
That makes a surprising amount of sense, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about it, both natural languages and programming languages rely on a lot of the same things: syntax, structure, a specific set of rules to follow.
That's true.
That's all about communicating effectively, right?
Right. Whether you're talking to a person or a computer.
Exactly.
So to test this out, they use this fascinating artificial language called Brokonto. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, actually, Brokonto is like, it's almost like the Rosetta Stone of language and programming.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's specifically designed for these linguistic neuroscience studies, so it's almost like this bridge between how our brains understand spoken language and the logic behind coding.
So, like a linguistic guinea pig for programmers.
Exactly.
How'd they even test this whole thing out, though?
All right, so they divided students into two groups, right?
Okay.
One group learned Brokonto before they started their actual Python programming training, while the control group learned Git, which is a version control system used in software
At the
development.
trusty control group, gotta have that.
Yeah, you gotta make sure those results are legit, right? They had to make sure that any differences they saw in the students' programming skills weren't just because, well, one group just spent more time learning something, you know? The researchers really wanted to pinpoint whether learning Brokonto itself had a direct impact.
Smart. And did it. I
Well,
mean, one thing I found pretty amazing was that all the students picked up Brokonto in like an hour,
yeah.
every single one.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Right.
Yeah, it really speaks to our brain's adaptability to learning completely new systems of communication, even if they're, totally made up.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So everyone learns this artificial language.
Yeah.
What happens next? Did they all turn into these like coding whizzes overnight?
Not quite.
Oh.
While both groups actually did improve in their programming, there wasn't what you'd call a statistically significant difference between the Brokonto group and that control group, at least in the short term.
So no instant coding superpowers from learning Brokonto, darn.
Yeah, it seems not. It's important to remember that programming, like any complex skill, it takes time, it takes practice to really get a handle on it.
That's true. That's
Just
true.
one exposure to a new language, even one as, cleverly designed as Brokonto, may not be some kind of magic bullet,
Right. But I bet there were some pretty interesting observations made along the way. What did they see?
Okay, so this is where it gets pretty interesting,
Okay,
actually.
I like where this is going.
The students who did that Brokonto training, they actually seem to do a bit better on the programming tasks that involve loops and conditional statements.
So like the if this, then that logic of coding.
Yeah, exactly. And, even though it wasn't like a night and day difference, it does make you wonder if there is some kind of connection between learning Brokonto and grasping certain programming concepts more quickly.
So there might be something there.
Potentially, yeah. And remember, that was just a short-term observation.
Right.
They also wanted to see how those students would perform in their regular programming course, like 6 months down the line.
Oh, wow. So they did a long-term follow-up.
They tried to, but life happens. A lot of the students had dropped out of that programming course by the 6 month mark, so it made it tough to really say for sure what the long-term impact would be.
Right. It's hard to keep track of everyone. But, we've been talking a lot about test scores and like, you know, hard data and all that. What about the students' actual experiences, though?
Oh, right.
How they feel about learning Brokanto? Were they like, this is torture? Or was it more like, huh, this is kind of cool?
That's where things get super interesting. So the researchers, they interviewed the students from both groups.
Okay.
And those interviews gave some really cool insights into what was going on in their heads, how they were approaching all this.
Okay. Spill the tea. What did the students say?
The ones who learned Brokanto, they said that, like, almost instinctively, they were using these language learning strategies when they were trying to wrap their heads around it.
Oh, interesting. Like, what? Give me an example.
So a lot of them said that they would, like, break down the Brokanto sentences into smaller chunks, kind of like they were trying to decipher a code.
Which, let's be real, that's kind of what programming is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were also, like, automatically on the lookout for patterns, just like you would if you were trying to learn a new language, right?
Yeah, cool.
Our brains, they're like wired to find patterns in language.
So they applied those same skills to this totally made up language, Brokanto, too.
Precisely. Huh. And here's the real kicker. Some students said they actually caught themselves using those same strategies when they switched over to Python.
Wait, so they learned this like fantasy language and it helps them learn a real programming language in a smarter way.
That's what it seems like.
Wow.
They started to notice these connections between, like, Brokanto structure and how the Python code is organized, especially with that whole indentation thing.
Oh, right. Indentation. That's how you, like, visually structure the code, right? Almost like using paragraphs in writing.
Yeah, exactly. Python uses indentation to signal different blocks of code.
Right.
And that, like, visual hierarchy, it seemed to really click with the students who had that Brokanto training. It's almost like their brains were already primed to think that way.
So it's like Brokanto was this, like, mental boot camp, getting your brains all prepped for the logic of Python.
That's a great way to put it. Makes you wonder if some programming languages, like the ones with more of an emphasis on clear structure, maybe more visual cues and stuff, might actually be easier to learn than others, you know?
Huh. Fascinating. Okay, so we're seeing some potential benefits here. But the study also mentioned something about syntax versus semantics. What's that all about?
Right. So that's a really important distinction, and it's something that a lot of new programmers really struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So syntax is basically like the grammar of a programming language,
right?
Like the rules that you got to follow to write code that the computer is going to understand.
Okay. So like the building blocks.
Exactly. But then semantics, that's all about the meaning behind the code, you know, like what the computer actually does when it executes those instructions.
Okay, so I think I'm getting it. So it's kind of like I could, like, learn all the grammar rules for Spanish.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I can actually have a conversation in Spanish, right?
Exactly. Like, I could give you a perfectly grammatically correct sentence in Spanish right now.
Okay.
But if you don't actually know what any of those words mean, it's just going to sound like a bunch of gibberish to you, right?
Right, right.
It's the same thing with programming. You could learn the syntax of a language like Python, like how to write a loop, how to write a function, all the technical stuff.
Right.
But if you don't actually get the semantics, you know, the underlying meaning of what that code is actually doing, you're not really fluent. You're not really speaking the language.
Right. So how does all of this tie back to this whole Brokanto thing?
Well, the study, it didn't, like, specifically focus on syntax versus semantics, but it didn't really focus on it, no. But it did kind of highlight how important that distinction is, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's like having all the ingredients for a cake, but you don't know how to actually bake it. You've got the tools, but you need to understand the recipe, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so after all this, like, what's the takeaway? Is learning an artificial language, like, the key to being a programmer or what?
Well, I don't think we're going to see everyone in Silicon Valley speaking Brokanto anytime soon.
Darn.
This study, it doesn't give us all the answers, but it definitely opens up some pretty exciting possibilities.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of possibilities?
Well, it suggests that maybe there's more to teaching programming than just, you know, throwing a bunch of syntax rules at people and hoping something sticks.
So it's about more than just memorizing the rules, then. It's about helping people understand the why behind it all, right?
Yeah.
That aha moment where it clicks.
Exactly. And this Brokanto study, it hints that those language processing abilities we all have, you know, the ones we've been developing since we were kids learning to talk.
Yeah.
Those might be a really powerful tool in that whole learning journey.
It's like we're all carrying around this, like, secret weapon for learning to code. You just got to figure out how to use it.
I like that, a secret weapon. And maybe just maybe, if we can tap into those neural pathways that are already there, we can make learning programming feel, you know, less like deciphering a foreign language and more like just a natural extension of something our brains are already good at.
Instead of starting from scratch, you're building on this foundation that's already there. That could be huge.
Yeah.
Especially for people who, like, get intimidated by the traditional way of teaching programming, you know?
Right, exactly. Imagine if learning something like Brakanto was just, like, a normal part of learning to code, you know, like learning your ABCs before you tackle Shakespeare. It could change everything.
Now, that is a future I can get behind. This has been a wild deep dive. Artificial languages, the hidden connections in our brains between how we use language and code. Mind blown.
It's pretty amazing stuff. It really gets you thinking about, like, the potential that's just sitting there, you know? We could unlock these coding skills in so many more people if we can just figure out how our brains learn best.
Absolutely. A huge thanks to all our listeners for coming along on this incredible journey with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We hope this has sparked your curiosity, given you something to think about. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.